Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into a 2021 edition of Valkyrie's Update. Glad to have everybody here. Glad to be back here for the new year. Hope everybody had a great holiday. Back with a lot of Valkyrie's action here, talking today to our head women's soccer coach, Scott Fogarty. But before we get to coach, make sure you guys are following us at www.govalkyries.com. There's a link to all our social media. We got a lot of things going on. And we're about to get into the thick of things here. COVID has pretty much forced everything to be pushed to the spring. And Coach Fogarty is one of those guys that has to deal with it with his women's soccer team. So, Coach, let's get into it. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready to play some games.
Yeah, I know. You guys are a fall sport. Talk about the difficulty or how you've had to prepare to go from not playing in the fall to getting ready to play almost a full schedule here in the spring.
It definitely takes some adjustment because you spend so much time, you spend months and months preparing to play in the fall, coming in August, and then that gets pushed back. And then dealing with kids going home for break, trying to stay safe with the pandemic, everything coming back and just kind of rebooting everything, but trying to build off what we were able to do this past fall. So there's kind of the positives that, hey, we were able to meet as a team and get together and kind of prepare for this spring season. It's definitely unusual because normally we start and the weather's hot and it gets colder as we go. It's going to be the opposite this time around. We're starting off and it's going to be freezing out, but it will gradually get warmer as we go.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. You know, I'm here in the press box where Valkyrie's Update comes from, but looking out of the field, it's brown. it's not the green you're probably used to just because of the
it's a different color.
So this is something new for you too. So you guys had, I guess, group type of workouts because you didn't work out as a team, but then they do go home for the holidays and now they're coming back to play. Normally it would be, they would come in, have preseason play, and they go home for the holidays and the season's over. Has that been difficult, especially with COVID, to kind of keep track of everybody and also make sure they're working out and doing what they need to do to stay healthy?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is similar in that, hey, at this level, you have to come in over summer break ready to play. If you're spending your preseason getting your fitness up, then you're already behind everyone else. It's the same deal here coming into the spring. Fitness-wise, you have to be able to come in shape, ready to play. The challenge was everyone went home with family for Thanksgiving, for the holidays, for Christmas, and we tend to eat quite a bit. So it's the idea of, let's see how, were they able to enjoy family time, the downtime, but maintain the fitness that they did have, the levels they had going into break. So that's going to, I think, the big challenge. I know other sports have that deal with it. Basketball traditionally has to deal with that. But soccer, we're going to find out who's able to cope.
Yeah. And I remember we were talking before the show, you've also got some players coming from the West Coast, hopefully, as well.
We do. We had, because of the pandemic, we allowed three of our West Coast players to come in a little bit later because they didn't feel comfortable traveling so close to the holidays. So we kind of gave them some leeway being Jan term anyway. So they're coming January 21st. So that's when we're hoping we have a full squad. And that's when we'll be able to meet in season as a full team.
And, out of recruiting theory, what is it that you can get? We're here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. You're in your second year. What is it you think that attracts a West Coast person to come here to Spartanburg to play at Converse?
Well, the big part is the experience of college is a once in a lifetime experience. There's nothing wrong with going away from home, nothing wrong with staying close to home. But I try to connect with players who are very much where I was as a 16, 17, 18 year old kid trying to say, for 4 years. You can go anywhere you want in the country. Let's try something different. That was my perspective. So I try to talk to a lot of West Coast kids, who a lot of them love the West Coast, but they just want to try something different. When I was coaching out in Kansas, 50% of my team was from California because they just wanted to try something different. No one wanted to live in Kansas long term. But now I'm at Spartanburg, which is, in my opinion, got a lot. There's a lot more upside to this area, the East Coast, the Southeast, the weather. But Converse itself, as far as the school goes, the academic profile, I think there's just a much higher ceiling and a lot more to attract students. And so they're open to coming this way and having an awesome experience on the East Coast.
And Coach, before we get into the preseason rankings, you know, you look at your bio. You talked about what you did. You and I both have something in common. We both come from the USCAA, United States Collegiate Athletic Association. You were at the University of Maine, Fort Kent. Talk about your experience there and then coming up to D2 in CAA, and if they're similar, you know, what have you seen as you've come here to Converse?
Well, Fort Kent was definitely an experience. It's a gorgeous place, and I actually love the people. It's not a place you get to by accident. You have to go out of your way, 6 hours out of your way, to get to Fort Kent. So it's a very, very small town, only about 4,000 people. But the level of play, the school itself is kind of a powerhouse when it comes to athletics in the USSC. I came from, I coached now D3, NAI, that level, now D2. But that team really did compete at a D2 level. They played quite a few D2 teams as well. They had a lot of international students as well. So it was a very unique experience, but my family, my wife and I, we're definitely more of a mid-Atlantic family. So it's definitely a better fit for us to be at Converse.
All right. So let's get into the preseason. Converse was, 10 out of 10. We were ranked a 10th in the preseason poll. But we've got some, that probably put a little chip on your players' shoulders, but we've got three players that were named Conference Carolina's players to watch. We got Anna Claire, Jade, and Caitlin. Talk about them a little bit. And you got two seniors, and then Caitlin's a freshman. And, what do you see in those players, especially your seniors, on the leadership that they can bring to this team this year?
Well, that's what I'm excited. Like, obviously, we're not thrilled with being voted where we were, but it wasn't too much surprise when you consider that's where we finished last season. Me coming in 3 days before the season started, it is what it is. So we kind of laid the groundwork for that, but now we have a handful of players who, A, could have graduated, moved on. They want to stick it out with this team because they see the direction we're going. They see the players we've got coming in. But more importantly, recruiting, you look for talent, but what takes longer to fix or kind of build is leadership within the team. And that's where I think Anna Claire and Jade, as captains, along with Darren Banks and our goalkeeper, they provide that they really do make sure everyone feels a part of this team, and it's not, hey, we're seniors and you're freshmen and you're sophomore. They really do make it feel like, if you watch our team, if you come out and just observe us, you can see this is one team. It's not a four different classes of players playing. So that's what I'm very excited. When I came in, that was sort of in place, and we've kind of built on that as far as the leadership goes with AC and Jade.
Coach, you just mentioned build. I've seen some of your social media posts. Even though your players went home, you haven't stopped. You've been out and about. Talk about what you've been doing in recruiting and going to different things to try to build this program.
Yeah, it never stops. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24-to-7. So you have to love it. You have to have a passion for what you do. And I love building teams up. My goal this time is get Converse to the top and then stay there as long as possible. So it's not, I don't turn away any avenue as far as recruiting goes. Obviously in the pandemic, a lot of showcases got canceled. Sometimes this past weekend, I spent probably 24 hours in a matter of 2 days just watching games online, taking notes. You've got to be willing to put the work in, because the players kind of expect it from you as a coach. You got to have to lead, hey, I'm willing to turn this team around, this program around. So it starts from the top. So you have to be willing to do it, but I enjoy doing it. It's fun. It does get exhausting at times. You need those down times. You need that family time. But as long as you have that balance, it's going to go a long ways. And so that's what recruiting for me, I love seeing where this team's going to be. The players might not see it yet. The results might not be there yet, but I know this is where we're going. And I just need to find the players who want to be a part of that process.
And Coach, I'm just curious, as we've put out there, we're going co-ed, and we actually have a men's soccer team coming in, and Coach Miller is trying to build that. How do you see that helping your team, or will it? I mean, because I know you guys are probably close. You're the same type of sport. But what does that mean for our programs on both the men and the women to build it?
Yeah, every team I've been a part of, both the men's and women's team have been close to one another. You go on road trips together and you kind of build that camaraderie, that connection, that you always have at least one other team that are rooting you on. Even when you could be 5 hours away from home, you got another team cheering you on. But I think it's definitely going to help. It's going to help the atmosphere at our games, around campus in general. My first year recruiting here as an all-women's college, there's definitely positives to that. But in terms of recruiting on the athletic side, it was a challenge because I had a handful of players, quite a few, say, "Coach, I love the vision. I love the school, except for the all-women's aspect." So when I got back to a lot of these players, said, "Hey, we're going co-ed." At that point last year, they had already signed or committed, and they said, "If only." So this year, I'm very excited to see where recruiting's going next year and the next couple of years, knowing that that's not a hurdle that we have to deal with. You know, there's definitely, I don't want to take away from the history of the school. There's definitely a lot of positives, but my players were excited for the vision the school's going, the direction the school's going. So I definitely think it's kind of raised the level of what can be expected here at Converse.
Again, you're listening to Valkyrie's Update here. Chris Sawyer, your host, Assistant Athletic Director for Athletic Communications. We are with head women's soccer coach Scott Fogarty. Coach, before we let you go, if somebody's interested in Converse, how do they get in touch with you?
If they go to our website, govalkyries.com, obviously I'm under women's soccer. I'll respond to emails, phone calls, as well. I don't know if you want me to share the email or phone over the I have no problem with that.
No, absolutely.
That normally goes. But yeah, I mean, Scott, S-C-O-T-T dot Fogarty, F-O-G-A-R-T-Y, at converse.edu. I'm on the computer all day long, so if you send me an email, I will get it, and I will get back to you.
And I'll tell you, Coach, again, we're coming here from the press box. It's a beautiful view here of the field, so I'm sure anybody that comes here can see this campus is amazing. Spartanburg is amazing, and I think what you're building is amazing. So we appreciate all you're doing. And, you know, we just want to thank you and glad to have you here and glad to have you on the show today and look forward to finally having you guys out here. We will be live streaming the games. We're trying to put the commentary together as well. So make it a great experience since right now we have a no fan policy. But gosh, I know you guys certainly are looking forward to when we can finally say, okay, everybody come out to the field and let's get this thing going.
Yeah, we're itching to just show what we can do, kind of where the progress we've made. But I appreciate you having me on, Chris.
Yeah, all right, Scott. We'll take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Hey, that was head women's soccer coach Scott Fogarty. Again, coach has been here 2 years. He's building the program. I can attest for him. He brings a lot of people through the building and checking Converse out. And like he said, go to govalkyries.com. And you can get his information if anybody's interested. Again, and you can also check out the schedule and look at any of the live streams that we'll have, and you can take a look on the Conference Carolina's digital network. Again, thank you, everybody, for joining in. Glad to have you. Hope everybody's having a good new year. 2020 is finally behind us, and hopefully 2021 will be better. We've got sports starting here at Converse. Our student athletes are back. There's a lot of excitement in the building and on campus to get things going. Again, we appreciate everything. And as we always say, until next time, as always, go Valkyries.